With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, if it's not on your calendar yet, you're a donk. August 26th, we're holding our annual summer dress party. Starts at 4, Whitlow's on Wilson in Arlington. Whitlow's offers something for everyone from the rooftop. Tiki Bar, that's where we'll be hanging out. Half-price burgers, Sunday brunch. You can get more details at thefandc.com/summer, but we're 8 days away. Again, kicks off at 4 at Whitlow's in Arlington. We hope to see you there. Charlie Castley, former Redskins and Houston Texans GM. Now you see him on the NFL Network and on CSN, breaking down all things NFL. He'll join us in about 15 minutes at 6:40. But right now, we'll open up the Junkies sports page, and we'll start with the Nationals. They're now 25 games above 500, Cakes.
Killing it on the road.
33-year-old Edwin Jackson has been a bit of a find for them, was just filling in because of the injuries. Well, now he's up to a 4-2 record, and he pitched very well. Goes 7 innings last night. Ryan Zimmerman homers to right field in the 8th inning. His 29th home run of the year. The bullpen comes in. Kintzler, Doolittle, they do their thing. Doolittle now is up to 10 saves, and I saw this interesting nugget about the bullpen yesterday. They lead the major leagues now. What used to be their weakness. Since August 6th, their bullpen ERA is 1.52.
Very nice.
And the opposing batting average against their bullpen since August 6th, .149.
You have to
bullpen is killing it, and they shut it down in the 8th and 9th inning.
Credit Mike Rizzo for finding the pieces that the team needed to upgrade the biggest weakness on the squad. And again, Nats destroying it on the road, 37-22 away from Nationals Park. This season.
By the way, the bullpen, though, did suffer another injury. The latest nagging injury is Ryan Madsen. He was placed on the 10-day disabled list before Thursday's road game against the Padres with a right finger sprain. They were able to bring back Sean Kelly from the DL, so one of the guys who was expected to either be a closer or a setup man. He's finally healthy again. They bring back Kelly, but they lose Madsen, who's been lights out when he's been in there.
No biggie. He just goes on the DL with Stephen Drew, Adam Eaton, Kota Glover, Brian Goodwin, Bryce Harper, Ryan Rayburn, Romero, Joe Ross, Strasburg, Trey Turner, Jason Worth.
But somehow they're kicking ass, and they're hitting a lot of home runs, and it's time for this week's Power Stats, presented by TVAR Solutions and Veritas. The Nats hit 8 home runs this week, which brings their season total to 176. 3 came from Howie Kendrick. The Nats dropped 2 spots, but still ranked 5th in the majors in home runs. TVAR Solutions and Veritas providing 360-degree data management solutions for your federal IT data center challenges. You can find more at tvarsolutions.com/veritas360.
By the way, your current Nats outfielders, active, Alejandro Deaza, Howie Kendrick, Andrew Stevenson, and Michael Taylor. Just the way they drew it up in spring training.
It's amazing what they've been able to do, given the fact that so many of their key players have been on the disabled list for extended periods of time. And even some of the backups like Michael Taylor, who's just back to the lineup.
Right.
I mean, a totally different outfield than what they expected. But they have guys who've been able to fill in. Like, I love Adam Lind, what he's contributed this year. They brought in Howie Kendrick, and all of a sudden, a guy who was supposed to be a utility guy, maybe play some outfield, some infield, pinch hit, all of a sudden he's contributing on a regular basis. As we mentioned, the 3 home runs this week. So, you know, they've been able to do it. They've got this monster lead in the NL East. Hopefully all these guys come back in late August, early September, getting a rhythm for the playoffs, and they finally get out of that first round of the playoffs, because it'll be the fourth time to the playoffs in 6 years.
That would be nice for Nats fans and for local radio stations' ratings, which we always root for. We're big fans of.
Of course, Mark Lerner is the owner of the Nationals, apparently recovering from having his left leg amputated last week after doctors determined they had no choice following previous surgeries and radiation for cancer in the limb. Lerner, who's the son of Ted Lerner, the managing principal owner of the Nationals, said in a letter to the Washington Post that he was now cancer-free. So that's a tough, tough situation for Mark Lerner.
And he's obviously very involved. You know, there were quotes about how he's been missed at Nats Park in his seat right near the dugout. So hopefully he can recover and he can get back to the ballpark and he can stay cancer-free. Everybody here is pulling for him. That's sad news, but I'm sure he will fight it and he'll be back.
I don't know if this is sad news, but it's definitely disconcerting. And I know we were talking about potentially having D. Smith on the show yesterday, but what he said really is disconcerting for football fans. It's still a ways away because we're in 2017, but the NFL and NFLPA's league collective bargaining agreement expires in 2021, so 4 years away. But D. Smith, who is NFLPA executive director, said, "I think the likelihood of either a strike or a lockout is almost a virtual certainty."
Yeah, certainty means it's pretty much going to happen. So that's not encouraging. Now, it's rhetoric. We're 4 years out. You know, they can come to the table before that, and hopefully they can, you know, hash out their differences, and the NFLPA gets a deal that they want. The owners get a deal that works for them. But it doesn't sound promising.
What Dee said, too, about the last deal, he said, "All the mutual benefits that were supposed to happen as a result of the opt-out didn't happen last time. Owners colluded with each other. We found out they colluded with each other. And all of the bad things that went to the players happened. And none of the bad things that went to the owners happened. So we have a new deal where if it doesn't get fixed, you head into a certain small A Armageddon."
Yes. Work stoppage certainty and Armageddon, those are not good quotes for labor peace. And we know that there's animosity between the NFLPA and Roger Goodell and the owners. We know that's been building up over the years. So it could be a very ugly, contentious negotiation when they eventually get down to it.
So they still are in the midst of the CBA. I think it's year six or year seven. We're 4 years away, but it just doesn't sound good for football fans if you're looking at a certain lockout or strike.
Hey, here's how I'm going to look at it. I'm going to enjoy football while it's here, and I'll let the high-priced lawyers hash out all the differences and hopefully strike a deal before 2021.
So Kevin Durant was in town yesterday, Cakes, as Pete Medhurst calls him the Seat Pleasant sensation.
Okay, very nice. I like
it. It was Kevin Durant Day in Seat Pleasant. It was KD and Larry. That would be the Larry O'Brien Trophy,
okay,
in Seat Pleasant. And
by the way, because I only looked at the headline when I saw KD and Larry in Seat Pleasant, I actually thought, I was like, "Who's Larry? Who is this Larry
you
character?
Were saying, is Larry Sanders?"
I wasn't sure who it was.
So KD, I guess, was asked about visiting President Donald Trump at the White House if the Golden State Warriors were invited. He said, "Nah, won't do that. I don't respect who's in office right now." So, controversy there regarding President Trump, whether Kevin Durant and the Golden State Warriors will visit.
Look, I understand not respecting the person who's in office if you have differences with whoever the president is, but I think if you get the invite to go to the White House, I think that's a pretty cool, usually once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. I think you should just do it, suck it up, put your differences aside, and go just pose for a picture, walk through the White House. Enjoy it with your teammates. It doesn't have to be a big political thing. But, you know, he's got his own personal differences. He can do what he wants.
One thing that has become political front and center has been Confederate statues in
right.
this country. Because the whole controversy in Charlottesville started with the removal or the vote for the removal of a statue of Robert E. Lee. Well, three major Tampa sports teams are now pitching in to remove a Confederate monument from the city's courthouse in the wake of the backlash against similar statues in Virginia. The statue in the middle of the controversy is the infamous Memoria N. Aeterna, a 160-year-old monument honoring the Confederate soldiers who fought in the Civil War. So it's the Buccaneers, the Rays, and the NHL's Lightning, they stepped up. Officials recently voted to remove the statue, but the cost was estimated at about $150,000. So the sports teams chip in, and they will take down that statue.
Hold on. It costs $150,000 to remove a statue? One statue? Valdez, I think we need to get...
I need you to get that contract.
We need to get into the statue removal business.
It's hot right now.
Even though we know nothing about it. And we don't have... I don't have one piece of heavy equipment. I don't even think I own a working...
Just get a truck and a rope.
A truck and a rope. That's all it takes.
Yeah.
These are big concrete statues. I don't know that a truck and a rope and two or three guys is going to cut it.
Probably not. We probably need a big, heavy, like, crane. We need a crew. You know what? We need to have a meeting after the show.
But $150,000 does seem like a lot. Now, I don't know what that memorial looks like, that monument.
Yeah.
But they got rid of that. Now, in Baltimore, they've been getting rid of monuments in the last week relatively quick.
Well, they just did it in the dead of night.
Yeah.
When they knew that nobody would show up. There wouldn't be any press coverage. There would be no protests. They just did it at like 3 in the morning. Kind of like when the junks wake up for work and went and removed them.
Yep. So one of the big stories in the offseason in the NBA has been the whole LeBron James, Kyrie Irving situation. The assumption has been, because Kyrie hasn't spoken about this publicly, that Kyrie Irving wants out of Cleveland.
Right.
But he's demanded a trade. And everybody kind of confirms that. However, the conventional wisdom is they're going to make a trade and they're going to do something. Dante Jones, who's been a scrubbini on that team, but he's been on the team, said in an appearance on NBA radio that he believes that the two can still fix the relationship. He said nothing's to a point where it can't be fixed. It can be fixed with a small conversation. And there were reports that the two met up in Miami earlier this week. So who knows?
Maybe he got a run-in with LeBron and John Wall. I saw they were working out in Miami. So I guess Kyrie was there as well.
Two more stories real quick. I kind of enjoyed this quote from Rasheed Wallace. So Zach Randolph was charged with possessing marijuana with intent to sell.
Right.
Zach Randolph is now a power forward on the Sacramento Kings.
I believe he got a 2-year, $24 million deal from the Kings in the offseason.
And so it apparently was a decent amount of marijuana. He's earned, by the way, $175 million in his career.
Right.
He's on a 2-year, $24 million contract with the Kings. And what Rasheed Wallace said, look, he's not trying to sell. He just said, the bigger the paycheck, the bigger the party.
Is that what it is?
He said, it seems to me no matter who you are, the bigger the paycheck, the bigger the party. I know for a fact he ain't no dope dealer.
He doesn't. Look, Zach Randolph has been a knucklehead at portions of his career, probably most of his NBA career. But if you've made $170 million and you're about to throw another $24 million on the pile, if you're selling weed on the side, then you're officially the dumbest person on the planet. Maybe he just has a big appetite for weed, and his friends do too, so he just had a big bag. Bigger bag than normal. I'm siding with Sheed on this one.
And his attorney said that he did not plan to sell the drug, but I guess it was a larger amount, which is usually the amount that people distribute.
He didn't plan to sell the drug. He planned to smoke the drug.
I get it,
along
Cakes.
With his friends.
And last story to mention, Giancarlo Stanton has been on a tear. The Miami Marlins outfielder is up to 44 home runs. Through 117 games, on pace to hit 61 homers. And in an interview, he said, personally, I think that 61 is still the record. He said, you grow up watching Sandlot. You grow up watching those films of Babe Ruth and Mickey Mantle and these guys. And 61 always has been the number. So he disrespects Mark McGwire, disrespects Sammy Sosa, disrespects Barry Bonds, who finished with how many home runs in 2001, Cakes?
Barry Bonds in 01. I should know this. Did he finish with 70?
That was McGwire. Hit
71?
70.
73. I mean, please. I'm sure that's a real number. It's so inflated.
All right, coming up next, Charlie Casserly is going to join us, the former GM of the Redskins and Texans, now an NFL Network analyst. You can also watch him on CSN. We'll talk some NFL and Redskins with the former Redskins GM here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.